What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
China launches the youngest ever astronaut into space. Three new astronauts are heading to China's Tiangong Space Station, which is about to get even bigger in the coming years. Written by Nadia Ye, published by the China Project, October 26, 2023. China sent its youngest ever crew of astronauts to its Tiangong Heavenly Palace Space Station today. The Shenzhou 17 mission successfully launched at 11:14 a.m. local time from the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center in northwest China, China Manned Space Agency, CMSA, reported. It is the 30th flight mission and the 12th manned mission of China's manned space program. The Chinese astronauts on board, including Tang Hongbo, born in 1975, Tang Shengjie, born in 1989, and Zhang Xinling, in 1988. They will replace the current crew that has been on station for 6 months and conduct experiments in space medicine, space technology, and other areas, as well as help install and maintain the equipment inside and outside the station. The new astronauts show that China expanding its corps of individuals capable of manning its space station. Kevin Popeter, Senior Research Fellow at National Security Research Nonprofit, CNA, told the China Project. It's important to remember that China to date has only sent 20 different people into space over a 23-year period, Hopiter said. As the astronauts get younger, the astronauts who have been in the space have now been able to train and pass on their experiences to a younger cohort. The U.S. has launched hundreds of astronauts since the first Americans went to space in 1961, said Hopiter. Lin Xichang, deputy director of the CMSA, also confirmed previously announced plans to expand the Tiangong station at appropriate time with the addition of a new module. We extend an invitation to the world and welcome all countries and regions committed to the peaceful use of outer space to cooperate with us to participate in the China Space Station mission, Lin said, per Chinese state broadcaster CGTN. The announcement comes one day after CMSA said it would send a new telescope to probe the deep universe during a press conference to debut the Shenzhou 17 mission. The telescope, dubbed Xuntian or Survey the Heavens, will be installed alongside the Tiangong Space Station and will co-orbit with it. The telescope, dubbed Xuntian or Survey the Heavens, will be installed alongside the Tiangong Space Station and will co-orbit with it. It is expected to make breakthroughs in cosmology, dark matter and dark energy, the Milky Way galaxy and other neighboring galaxies, star formation and evolution, and exoplanets. The Xuntian is seen as a new and improved competitor to the U.S. Hubble Space Telescope, with roughly the same spatial resolution as the Hubble, but with a field of view more than 300 times larger, Lin said in August. A bigger space station. On October 5th, the China Academy of Space Technology, CAST, a unit of China's main space contractor, announced plans to double the size of its space station to 6 modules from the current 3 in the coming years. He added that the operational lifetime of Tiangong will exceed 15 years, more than the 10 years previously announced. The Tiangong is currently about a quarter of size of U.S. NASA-run International Space Station, ISS, but the ISS is slated to retire in 2030, the same year that China has stated that expected to be a major space power, and expansion plans for the Tiangong comes as it could likely be the only one left in orbit when the time comes. China's open invitation to explore the moon. On October 23rd, Belarus announced that it will join China's International Lunar Research Station (ILRS) program, the third country after Pakistan and Azerbaijan to sign up this month. There are now 7 nations in the IRRS coalition: China, Russia, Belarus, Pakistan, Azerbaijan, Venezuela, and South Africa. This is a clear indicator that China's efforts to promote IRRS as an international cooperation endeavor are getting some footing. Ian Christensen, a director at the Space Race Watchdog Organization, the Secure World Foundation, told the China Project. There has been less mention recently of Russia's role in announcements related to IRRS, Christensen added. It's possible that China may be increasing efforts to add other participants in order to maintain the program as an international one, given potential changes in Russia's role, he said. I think this is not a sign that geostrategic competition that we're seeing here on Earth is being extended to space, said Paul Peter. I can't help but think this is another sign that China's wanting to compete with US in regards to lunar exploration. Apart from China and Russia, the countries that have signed to the IRRS coalition have relatively little space experience and may offer limited value to the effort, he added. The IRRS, jointly founded by China and Russia in 2021, plans to set up a permanently inhabited base on the moon's south pole by 2030. It is widely seen as a rival to the US-led Artemis program, which is building a moon coalition of its own through a set of agreements known as the Artemis Accords. Currently, 29 nations have signed the Artemis Accords to date: Australia, Brazil, Canada, France, Germany, India, Japan, South Korea, and the UK. Earlier this month, the China National Space Administration, CNSA, opened up its upcoming Chang'e 8 moon mission, an unmanned lunar expedition slated to launch in 2028, to global collaboration on spacecraft launches and exploration of the moon.